He had a hard time driving here. It took a longer time to get here.
他今天证道的题目是第十一诫。
And today's sermon title is the 11th commandment. 早安。
I am glad to see you today.
我今天很高兴能够看到你们大家。
When I started this morning, I wasn't sure I was going to get here.
今天早上我起来的时候，我不确定我是不是能够准时到这里。
Thankfully, everybody was quite sane in the way they drove on these lousy roads.
很感谢的是在，虽然路况不好，但是大家还是也照常开车。
I only saw one car off the road today.
我今天在来的路上只看到有一辆车子滑到路边。
And it actually looked like it had been off the road for quite a while, so.
有可能那辆车也滑到路边已经有好一阵子了。
Hopefully, I will get home and not be one of those cars off the road on the way back.
我希望我能够平安回到家里，我的车子不会像那样滑到路边。
Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you that you have, by your Holy Spirit, shown us what you want for our lives.
我们感谢你，借着你的圣灵，你向我们显明，你向我们生活中所期待的。
And we thank you that your word shows us that we can join together with you in accomplishing your purposes.
我们感谢你的话语，因为你告诉我们，我们可以与你同工来成就你那荣耀的旨意。
Please, Father, open our hearts this morning to receive from your Spirit that which we need.
主啊，真的是开我们的心，今天早上让我们能够从圣灵领受你要我们领受的。
Please transform and renew our lives.
请你更新改变我们的生命。
And help us to be doers of your word and not merely hearers.
让我们不仅仅是听到，更能够行道。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning the title of my message is the 11th commandment.
今天早上我证道的题目是第十一条诫命。
If you had been coming to Sunday school for the last several times I've come, you would find that we just got done doing the Ten Commandments.
如果你们一直都有来参加我的主日学的话，你知道我们在讨论神的十诫。
There are the Ten Commandments, not the Ten Suggestions.
我们知道那是神的十个命令，而不只是说建议你去做。
Now, there are lots of other commands in the Bible.
圣经里面有许多其他神的诫命。
And there are lots of other very important commands in the Bible.
还有圣经里面有很多其他神也是很重要的神的诫命。
But I wanted to focus in on what I consider to be one of the most important commandments after the Ten.
然而在我讨论过神的十诫以后，我愿意着重在那个最重要的一个其他的诫命。
And that 11th commandment is to pray.
所谓的第十一条诫命就是说我们要祷告。
Slide, please. It's really interesting to me that there are all kinds of reasons that people pray.
我觉得很有趣，因为我看到人们祷告常常为了不同的理由。
Statistics show that sometimes even atheists pray.
根据统计，即使有一些无神论者，他们也祷告。
I think it's a natural tendency of the human heart to recognize that you can't do it on your own.
我想这是我们人出于天性，我们自然的就知道，我们很多事情我们不能够凭我们自己去做的。
Some people, evidently, according to the Bible, pray for show.
根据圣经，很不幸的，有些人祷告是为了表现给别人看。
That's not something I think we have a problem with today.
我想这个大概不是我们今天常看到的一个问题。
And yet in this passage this morning, verse 5, Jesus says, "When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners in order to be seen by men."
我们刚刚才读到的马太福音第六章第五节，他说你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒伪善的人，暗站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
Now, in my experience as a pastor for almost 40 years, I have a hard time getting people to pray publicly.
我作为一个牧师有四十年之久，我觉得通常很难能够让人家在公众场合祷告。
And in 40 years of doing ministry among universities, I've only seen a few people that even get up and stand and preach on college campuses, let alone pray.
我在校园施工服侍了四十年之久，我很少就是偶尔看到少数人会在公众场合来传道，但是从来没看到他们祷告。
So I don't think probably anybody in here has a problem with praying for show.
所以我想你们在座这里大概没有人会有这个问题，喜欢故意祷告给别人看。
And yet I think a lot of people pray to manipulate God.
然而我认为有许多人祷告是为了要能够操纵神。
Now that is kind of a harsh way of saying it, but in reality we all want God to do what we want, right?
我这样讲好像是有点很不客气很严厉，我们都希望神能够做他所要做的，对不对？
I would say the main reason most people pray is because they have something that they need or they want, and so they go to God because they recognize he's the source for the things that we need and want.
我想大部分人祷告都是因为我们觉得有一些想要的东西，我们有需要，我们承认神是我们能够得到这些东西的来源，所以我们向神祷告。
In reality, we should probably all be praying primarily for God's sake.
然而事实上，我们应该是我们祷告应该是为了神的缘故来祷告。
We could spend a lot of time looking into the reasons and the mechanisms for prayer.
我们可以花许多时间来研究我们为什么要祷告，还有我们应该如何祷告。
But I want to look this morning at what we oftentimes call the Lord's Prayer.
然而今天早上我们要来看一看这一段主导文，我们常常所谓的主导文。
I think it's called the Lord's Prayer because Jesus prayed it the first time, maybe.
我想它被称为主导文是因为耶稣是第一个这样祷告的。
It really probably should be called the disciples' prayer, though.
然而，事实上，这一段祷文其实应该是被称为门徒的祷告。
This prayer is something that is given to us in order to teach us how to pray.
主耶稣把教导这段祷告是就是让我们学习如何来祷告。
It's interesting. Jesus starts this passage that we're looking at this morning three times, saying, "When you pray."
非常有趣的，我们注意在耶稣在教导门徒祷告之前，他提到了三次之多，都说当你们祷告的时候。
Anytime something gets repeated in a very short passage in the scriptures, you go, this is important.
当我们在一段很短的经文里面看到一件事情重复的被提到，我们就知道这是非常重要的。
In reality, what Jesus is saying is, this is something that is assumed that every person who follows Jesus will do.
耶稣如此说，就是因为这是每一位追随耶稣的人都应该要做的事。
When you get to verse 9, he changes it from when you pray to a command. He says, pray.
我们看到第九节的时候，耶稣就是用一个命令式的语气说，他不是在说当你们祷告，他说你们要祷告。
Again, this is not a suggestion.
在这里我要强调的，这并不只是耶稣的一个建议。
It's a commanded prayer.
这是一个命令，主耶稣命令我们要祷告。
But it's interesting that Jesus doesn't say, pray this prayer.
很有意思的是，耶稣并没有说你们要祷告这一段祷文。
He says, pray in this way.
他说你们要这样说，要这样祷告，用这种方式祷告。
And so while Jesus is commanding us to pray, he's giving us a model rather than a prayer per se.
所以耶稣教导我们祷告的时候，他是给我们一个典范，祷告的典范，而不是说叫我们就一定要照着这样逐字的祷告。
So we're going to go through this prayer today, and we're going to find some interesting things, I think.
我们今天来看这一段祷告的经文，我们会发现一些有趣的事情。
As a model prayer, he's going to give us three prayers to pray for God's glory.
在主耶稣的这一段祷告里面，他要我们有三项事情为神的荣耀来祷告。
And we're going to have four petitions to pray for our needs.
我们也会看到有四项请求是出于我们的需要。
It's interesting the way that Jesus prioritizes this prayer.
很有意思的事情，注意一下，耶稣的 优先次序来摆这些祈求。
Because it starts out with the prayers focusing on the person of God.
他的祷告一开始就是关注在神本身。
And it's only as we really begin to focus properly on God that we can focus properly then on our own needs in a prayer.
因为我们祷告的时候一定要先把焦点放在神身上，然后我们才能够把我们所需要的关注在一个合宜的位置。
So what I want to do is I'm going to go through this prayer and kind of like I pray it myself.
所以我现在要在这里所做的就是把这段祷告用我所祷告的方式来说。
I will say that I did not used to pray this prayer.
我可以告诉你们说我以前都不太喜欢用这样的方式祷告。
When I was a little boy growing up in church, we used to say this prayer every week in church.
当我是一个小男孩的时候，我们每次到教会，大家每个礼拜都要念主祷文。
And it didn't mean a thing to me.
对我来讲其实毫无意义的。
I didn't even know what some of the words meant.
我甚至连其中的一些字词的意思都搞不清楚。
So it really wasn't much of a prayer.
所以对我来讲并不是一个祷告。
But in the last two or three years, I've gone back to this and really began to focus on it as a model for my daily prayers.
在过去的三年当中，我很着重在这段祷告。我发现这的确是一个我们祷告的典范。
And I find that it's full of meaning.
我觉得这其中充满了丰富的意义。
And it makes my prayers, I think, much more meaningful.
这段祷文也帮助我，让我的祷告能够更有意义。
And I hope by the time we finish this sermon today, you'll feel the same way.
我希望在我今天讲完道以后，你也会有同感。
So.Next slide, please. The first part of the prayer is a part that I call the relational prayer.
这个祷告的一开始就是我所谓的一个关系上的祷告。
Starts out, Our Father.
这个祷告一开头就是说我们在天上的父。
Now, you might think that's just a real simple thing. I mean, we call God Father all the time, right?
你可能觉得这是一个很简单的事，我们都是称神为天父，对不对？
And yet, because of the disintegration of the family today, the concept of father is something which is not really well understood.
然而，由于今天的家庭社会上家庭光景，我们对于父亲的概念其实并不是很能够有很正确的理解。
Almost half the children born in the United States today are born without a father in the home.
在美国，所有出生的孩子有一半都是出生在没有父亲的家庭里。
In the black community, it's 70%.
然而在非裔美籍人士里面，大概有70%的孩子都是出生在没有父亲的家庭。
And the percentage of fathers in the homes that actually have fathers in the homes, we sometimes don't quite measure up.
在这些孩子出生的时候家里有父亲，然而这些父亲可能配不上做父亲的责任。
Now hopefully, your experience with your father is like the two top pictures on the slide.
希望你身为父亲的角色就好像这个图片的上面的头两张。
You can look back as a child and remember holding your dad's hand and having him help you with your homework.
你可以回忆到当你是一个小孩子的时候，你可以牵着父亲的手，还有父亲帮助你做功课。
And if you have those memories, those are great memories.
这些都是很棒的回忆。
And they're nicely transferred in some ways to God the Father.
这些方面可以好像可以很合适的怎么讲反映到我们的天父。
Jesus even uses in the words that he uses in his prayers, he uses the word Abba.
主耶稣祷告的时候，他称父神为阿爸。
Sounds an awful lot like.爸爸
听起来就好像我们说爸爸。
And it has a picture of closeness and warmth of relationship.
这所展现的一个图像就是非常亲密的一个父子关系。
And it has some of that built into it.
是有一些成分才能够有这样亲密的关系能够成就。
But,God is not like our earthly father in other ways.
然而神并不像我们这个地上肉身的父亲那样。
Jesus prays, Our Father, who is in heaven.
主耶稣祷告说，我们在天上的父。
And we can't, in one sense, really begin to understand the greatness and majesty of God in heaven.
我想在某种意义上来讲，我们可以感受到那种父神在天上的那种威严尊荣。
And I think sometimes Christians have a tendency to be overly familiar with God.
我觉得有的时候我们基督徒好像对神来讲太熟悉了一些。
We treat him more like an old doddering grandfather than we do a powerful heavenly father.
我们常常把神就当作我们一个慈祥可爱的老爷爷那样，而不是说把他当作我们在天上的天父。
So as we begin our prayers, our focus should always be on who God is in relationship to us as Father.
所以我们在祷告一开始之前，我们一定要着重在这一点，就是神跟我们我们在天上的神跟我们的关系，他是谁。
And sometimes when I pray and I don't feel a closeness, I focus on what it would be like if my Father had really been perfect like God is.
在我祷告的时候，有时候我并不一定觉得神是那么亲密，我就会想到说，如果我的父亲如果跟天父一样那样完全的话。
My dad was not perfect.
然而我的父亲并不是一个完美的人。
My dad worked a lot of hours.
我父亲工作时间非常久。
And when he was around, he was tired.
当他回到家之后，他总是很疲倦。
All he wanted to do when he got home from work was eat dinner and watch TV and go to bed.
当我父亲下班回来以后，他想做的事情就是吃晚餐、看电视，然后去休息。
I love my dad.
我很爱我的父亲。
And my dad loved me.
我父亲也很爱我。
But that's not what I'm going to focus on when I pray to my Father in heaven.
但是这点并不是我在跟天上的父祷告的时候所要着重的一点。
So it's an opportunity for us to begin to focus on the reality of who God is.
这里有一个机会让我们能够着重在我们在天上的父到底是怎样的一位神。
Next slide, please. So, but it's not my Father in heaven, it's our Father in heaven.
我们要注意，这并不只是我的天父，是我们的天父。
Something again that we have a tendency to forget about sometimes when we pray.
我们在祷告的时候常常倾向于忘记这一点。
My relationship with God is truly a one-on-one relationship.
我们跟神的关系的确是一个一对一的关系。
But it's also a relationship with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
但是同时也是我们跟其他弟兄姐妹在基督里的一种关系。
And so I can't really pray this prayer if I don't consider my relationship with brothers and sisters as well.
所以当我祷告的时候，我不能不考虑我跟我的弟兄姐妹之间的关系。
And so when we begin to pray our Father, we need to also take into consideration those that are brothers and sistersAmong us.
所以当我们祷告说我们在天上的父，我们这样祷告时候，我们也就会要想到我们周围的弟兄姐妹们。
Next slide, please. So we're supposed to pray, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name."
我们是要这样祷告，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Now, what in the world is hallowed?
这到底是指什么意思？
I mean, when I was a kid, I used to think it was hollow be your name. As in, nothing in the center.
当我是小孩子的时候，我常常觉得这个尊你的名为圣，这个英文字跟那个空洞英文是同音的，所以我以为认为就说是一个空空的一个中心。
I heard a little boy one time who thought that God's name was Howard because of this.
那时候有一个小男孩，他以为神的名字就叫做Howard.
So it's kind of a confusing word.
这是好像一个很让人困惑的一个字词。
So the idea behind hallowed is kind of, I picked this slide because it kind of crams all the beauty and meaning into it.
我特别选这张图片放在幻灯片上给大家看，因为这里面有非常很美的意义，神的名字都在上面。
I guess you can kind of read it a little bit.
希望你们能够看见那些小字。
I mean, it has to do with His holiness.
这些字词都是与神的神圣有关。
But it also has to do with His eternality.
也与神的永恒性有关。
It focuses on his bigness.
这些词都是在形容神的伟大崇高。
But it also focuses on his closeness to us.
也同时强调神与我们的亲密关系。
We don't even have a word that comes close to translating this in English.
事实上英文字里面几乎没有一个字词可以很准确的把这个意思给表达出来我想中文也没有
And I don't know how the Chinese word unpacks this word But it's something which when I come to this in my prayer I begin to just imagine what is my God really like
所以我每次在读到这段祷告的时候，我就会想不禁这样想象，我们的神到底是怎样的一位神呢
？The focus here is on His name.
这里的焦点是在于神的名。
But biblically, the idea of a name is all that the person represents.
在圣经里面，一个人的名字就代表了这一个人的全部。
And so sometimes when I pray this prayer, I go through and I begin to recite some of the names from Scripture of God.
所以每次我在读这段祷告的文的时候，我就会来提述在圣经里面形容神。
The Scriptures say God is our provider.
圣经里面告诉我们神是我们的供应者。
And I thank Him for His provision.
所以我感谢神，感谢他的供应。
God is our healer.
神是我们的医治者。
So I thank Him, Lord, for the times when I was sick, that He's made me well.
所以我感谢神，当我生病的时候，神呢最后使我痊愈。
And I focus on the magnificence of His creation of my body, which actually at 65 still works pretty good.
我也会感到很惊讶，奇妙。神创造我的身体是如此的奇妙。我现在65岁，但是我的身体各部分还工作的不错。
I focus on the fact that He's creator.
我着重在这一点，神是我们的创造者。
I mean, you've ever thought about how immense God has to be in order to have created all of this?
你有没有想到神是何等的浩大，所以他能够创造万有？
How many millions of light years across is the galaxy?
我们想一想到这个星河系不知道有几百万光年之广。
And yet the scriptures say that God holds the entire universe in the palm of His hand.
然而圣经告诉我们，神将万有整个宇宙都放在他的手掌中。
I went to Houston last week.
上个礼拜我到休斯顿。
And I flew.Thankfully.
感谢神，我是坐飞机。
And you were flying at 35,000 feet, and I'm looking down at the cities.
当我在35,000英尺的高空往地上看的时候
，And they look like little bitty tiny houses.
所有的房子看起来都非常的渺小。
And the roads look like they've been drawn with pencils.
那些道路就好像是用铅笔画的一样。
And yet this planet is just a speck of dust on a speck of dust.In a speck of dust.
然而我们这一个地球只在这个星河系里面只是小小的一点在这整个星河系在整个宇宙又只是非常微小的一点。
And when I think of the fact that God has done all of this, and He's done it so well,
我就想到神创造了这一切而且他创造的是如此的美好奇妙。
It's an incredible time of worship.
这是一个非常令人难以置信的时刻让我们可以来一起来敬拜神
Jesus says we are supposed to pray Father hallowed be your name
主耶稣祷告说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣
We only begin to scratch the surface of who God is as we look at what the scriptures teach us about who he is
我们在从圣经里面发觉到神是怎样一位神的时候，其实我们只是好像只是刮了一个神的丰富的那个最表层而已。
Next slide.
下一张幻灯片。
The second petition for God's glory is that His kingdom would come.
我们第二个祈求神的荣耀，就是说神的国能够降临。
I've preached on this topic here on two or three occasions in the past.
我在过去两三次有机会的都是讨论到神的国。
I hope if I would give you a test this morning, you would all pass it with flying colors.
我希望我能够给你们一个小考，希望你们都能够通过这个考试，因为我过去讲到神的国。
But I'm going to give you a 2-minute review.
我给你们两分钟的一个回顾。
Most people, when they think about God's kingdom, they think about the picture on the left when one day the lamb and the lion will lie down together.
当人们一讲到神的国，他们可能想到的就是看到那张狮子跟羊要和平共处的那个图像，但是未来会有这样一天。
When Jesus comes again, God will establish his eternal kingdom.
当主耶稣再回来的时候，神就会建立他永恒的国度。
And when we pray, that's something we should pray for.
那当我们祷告的时候，那的确是我们要为神将要来临的永恒国度祷告。
Because God will, when Jesus returns, He's going to restore everything to its sinless condition.
因为当主耶稣再次回到这里的时候，神就会把这个的地上重整，回到一个当初他创造没有罪的状态。
As the Book of Revelation says, there will no longer be any tears or suffering or death.
启示录里面说，那时人们就不会再有眼泪，不会再有苦难，也没有死亡。
I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty good to me.
我不知道你觉得这样如何，是不是很棒？
And we should pray for that.
我们要为此而祷告。
But when Jesus tells us to pray for God's kingdom to come, it's much broader than that.
然而主耶稣讲到神的国降临，他的意思是更为广阔的。
A kingdom is any place where a king reigns.
国度就是指有一个国王在那里掌权。
And for us as believers, the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
对我们信徒来讲，神的国度就是在我们心里。
The kingdom of God is present anytime God works in and among us.
神的国度一直存在，当神在我们心里做工的时候，那就是神的国度。
Jesus told the Pharisees that if he, Jesus, casts out demons by God's finger, then the kingdom has come among you.
耶稣对法利赛人说，如果耶稣是能够把魔鬼驱逐，那就表示神的国已经临到你们当中。
And so we should be praying that God's rule and reign would be made manifest in our lives and in the lives of all those around us now.
所以我们应该这样祷告，希望说神在我们的心里面掌权是很明显的，也在我们周围的人的心中掌权。
We manifest the kingdom of God when we wash one another's feet.
我们
When we show the kingdom of God's reality when we wash each other's feet.
当我们彼此服侍为对方洗脚的时候，我们就把神的国度给彰显出来了。
Now, we don't.Literally wash each other's feet, do we?
我们事实上并不是实际的会帮周围的人洗脚。
But in Jesus' day, that was the mark of the person who washed feet. He was the lowest of the slaves.
主耶稣为门徒洗脚，那洗脚的工作是当时最低贱的仆人做的工作。
And Jesus did that for the disciples the night of the Last Supper.
然而主耶稣在他最后的晚餐为门徒洗脚。
But the picture is that we serve one another in any way that we possibly can.
所以这幅图像就是说，我们要彼此服侍，用任何可能的方式来服侍他人。
And as we do these kind of things, we manifest the kingdom of God.
当我们如此服侍他人的时候，我们就彰显了神的国度。
When we pray for someone to be healed, we are showing our trust that the kingdom of God is coming.
当我们为某人要得医治祷告，我们就是表示出我们信靠神的国度会来临。
When we give to feed the hungry, we are showing a manifestation of God's present kingdom.
当我们帮助那些饥饿的人，使他们得饱足的话，我们就彰显了神的国度。
When we share the gospel of Jesus with people, we are showing that the kingdom of God is present among us.
当我们跟别人分享福音的时候，我们就向他们显示神的国度就在我们当中。
Next slide. In a sense, when we pray the second petition, that the kingdom would come, The third petition follows right after.
当我们在做第二项祈求，就是神的荣耀，就是神的国度降临的时候，很自然的第三项祈求也就跟着出来。
So we pray, Your will be done.
我们祷告说，神的旨意在地上，行在地上。
In Hebrew poetry, this is an example of what's called parallelism.
这种就是一种，这就是所谓的平行的表现。
And basically, what we're saying is.When we ask for God's kingdom to be present, we're saying we want what you want.
我们在一方面说，我们希望神的国降临，神掌权。另外一方面，我们就是说，我们希望的，也就是神所希望的，我们要的就是神要的。
Well, what is God's will?
神的旨意是什么？
I get asked that a lot working with students.
很多我跟学生们工作的，他们很多人都喜欢问这个问题。
Generally, I get asked, who should I marry?
事实上，他们想要问的就是说，我该跟谁结婚
？Or what job should I take?
或者说我该应该拿哪一项工作offer?
And that is indeed part of what you know God's will is, figuring those out.
其实这些也都是神生成旨意的一部分。
But God's will is made much more clear to us in 90% of the cases.
神的旨意啊，90%都是很明显的向我们显明的。
For example, the scriptures say, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all things give thanks."
比如说，圣经告诉我们说，我们要常常喜乐，恒切祷告，为一切的事情感恩。
And then it says, "For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
接下来那个经文说，因为这是神在耶稣基督里面向你们所定的旨意。
So, are you rejoicing?
所以你们喜乐吗？
Are you praying?
你们有在祷告吗？
Are you giving thanks?
你们有感恩吗？
Because if you're not, you can't pray this prayer.
如果你没有的话，那你就不能祷告像这样的祷告。
Paul writes in the book of Romans to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
保罗在写罗马书的时候，劝告信徒们，不要效法这个世界，乃要心意更新而变化。
Is your mind being transformed?
你的心意有没有被更新变化呢？
Because if you're just like everyone else, then you're not really praying this prayer.
如果你就跟其他的人的一样，那其实你并没有。能够真正的祷告主耶稣要我们祷告的。
It's interesting to me that Jesus says, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
对我来讲这一点很有意思。主耶稣说，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Now, that's a very unique way of praying.
这是不是一个很独特的祷告方式？
Maybe if we followed the order that Jesus actually said the words, it would help us to clarify that a little bit.
如果我们能够很严格的遵照耶稣一字一句讲这句话的次序，也许我们能够了解得更清楚一点。
In the original language, he says, "As in heaven, so on earth."
在原文里面，耶稣是这样说的：“就如同在天上一样，也愿你的旨意行在地上。”
We should be working and praying towards those things that are just like in heaven.
我们应该就是应该怎么样祷告？就像我们在天上那样，我们能够这样祷告来这样工作。
Are there demons in heaven?
天上有没有恶者？有没有魔鬼？
No, they're not.
没有的。
So we should be praying against Satan's operations here all the time.
所以我们在这里祷告的时候都要捆绑撒旦，要经常的说这样祷告不限制撒旦。
Is there sickness in heaven?
天上有没有疾病？
No, not that I know of.
就我所知是没有的。
So we should be praying that God would banish sickness from our midst.
所以我们应该这样祷告，让神除去我们当中的一切疾病。
Are there disobedient children in heaven?
天上有没有不听话反抗的孩子？
Well, we should pray for children that are apart from the Lord then.
所以我们要祷告，我们的孩子也是在主里的一部分。
If you can imagine what life is going to be like in heaven, you should be praying for that to take place here on earth now.
如果你能够想象在天上的生活是如何，那你就可以照样祷告，希望在地上也是如此。
Now that doesn't mean that God's going to necessarily give you everything you ask for.
然而这并不表示说神就会给你所祈求的一切。
But if he tells you to ask for it, then you should at least offer it up to him and say, hey, you do what you'd like.
你至少我们把这些祷告献给神，让就表示说我们让神来行他成就他所要成就的。
So those are the petitions for God's glory.
所以这些祈求都是为了神的荣耀。
As we pray for these things, God manifests himself to us.
当我们如此祷告，祈求神的荣耀，神就会向我们显明。
We grow to know him better.
我们就能够更认识神。
And we are better able to share what we know of God with those around us.
我们也就更能够把我们所认识的神跟周围的人分享。
But there are four petitions here for us as well.
接下来有四项祈求是为了我们自己的祈求。
He says, give us this day our daily bread.
第一个就是说，那赐给我们日用的饮食。
You know, it's interesting to me that the way that this petition is actually worded, it's almost like a command.
我觉得很有意思的就是这一点，这一项祈求的这个表达方式，就好像是一个命令一样。
I don't know about you, I have a hard time thinking of myself going to God and saying,God, give me my bread.
我是很难想象说我们走到神那边，来到神的面前，跟神说，把我们的所需要的饮食给我们，好像在命令神。
But when we focus on who God really is and we grow to know Him, we know He's going to provide for our needs.
如果我们着重在神是怎样一位神，我们知道他是怎样一位神，他一定会供应我们的需要。
The writer of Hebrews says we can boldly approach God's throne.
希伯来书的作者说，我们就可以大胆来到神的施恩宝座前。
Now, naturally, when we go to God with our requests for our needs, we don't demand.
很自然的，我们来到神的面前祈求我们所需要的，我们并不是用一个命令的语气。
But the Bible says, "My God is a God who provides."
然后我们圣经告诉我们说，神是供应的神。
And I can go and say, "God, this is a legitimate need."
所以我们可以来到神面前说，这是理所当然我们所需要的哦。
Either for myself or for my brothers and sisters.
这是我所需要的，或者是我的弟兄姐妹们所需要的。
Now, I have a tendency to say please and thank you when I ask for things.
我有这样一个习惯，常常会当我向别人索取东西，我都会说请谢谢。
And the fact that he says that we should pray for daily bread means that maybe it's for our needs more than it is for our wants.
在这里说祷告说祈求我们日用的饮食，这就是祈求我们的需要，而不是我们的想要。
But the fact of the matter is, God wants to bless His people.
事实上，神是想要祝福他的子民。
James writes, "You don't have because you don't ask."
雅各书里面说，你们没有得着，是因为你们不求。
And in the model prayer that Jesus gives us, that is a completely legitimate thing to do.
在耶稣提供我们的模范祷主导文里面，我们看到这是一个完全合理的，我们是可以很正当的跟神祈求的。
So the first petition for ourselves is to give us.
所以第一项祈求就是向神的祈求，为我们自己的祈求就是说请赐给我们。
The second petition is to forgive us.
第二项祈求就是求神赦免我们。
The English says forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors.
这个英文版的翻译过来就是说免我们的债，就好像我们免了人的债。
There's another version of this prayer in the Gospel of Luke where it uses the word trespasses rather than debts.
有另外一个版本在路加福音里面也有这个主导文的记载，它里面所讲的就是说要免了我们的过犯，而不是说用债这个字。
But basically, we're going to God and asking Him for forgiveness.
基本上来说，就是我们要来到神面前求神原谅我们。
And we need His forgiveness.
我们都需要神的赦免。
We've been given His forgiveness.
我们也都神的赦免其实已经赐给我们了。
This prayer is a petition to remind us of what Jesus has already accomplished for us on the cross.
这 一段祷告其实就是提醒我们主耶稣已经在十字架上为我们所成就的。
If you've trusted Christ as your Savior and Lord, you can know that your sins are already forgiven.
只要你信靠耶稣基督为你的主，那你所有的罪都得到赦免。
But God wants us to keep our accounts current with Him.
但是神是希望我们跟他之间的那个账户啊，一直都是很 update， 就是说一直是保持最新状态。
Sorry, that was a tough one. He links these two pieces of the command together, to both forgive.And to forgive others, to be forgiven and to forgive others.
在这里，主耶稣把这个一些命令给几个命令交织在一起。他一方面我们要求被赦免，另一方面我们也要赦免别人。
People hurt us.
别人可能会伤害我们。
They do bad things to us.
有很多人对我们很不友善，对我们做坏事。
In some parts of the world, Christians are being killed just because they're Christians.
在世界上某些地方基督徒受迫害他们被迫害就是因为他们信耶稣
But God says that we should forgive as we have been forgiven
然而神说我们应该赦免别人就像我们自己被神赦免一样
Because that's a powerful testimony of who God is
因为这就是一个非常强而有力的见证见证到我们的神是怎样的一个神
We need to forgive not only for the sake of other people but for our own sake as well
我们需要原谅人，不只是为了他们的缘故，更是为了我们自己的缘故。
It's been said that when we fail to forgive, it's like drinking poison and expecting it to kill the other person.
有一句话是这样说的：当我们不能无法饶恕人的时候，我们就好像自己在饮用一杯毒药，然后同时又希望这杯毒药能够杀死对方。
And God makes this so important that He links them together.
神认为原谅是如此的重要他把这个原谅人跟被原谅连接在一起
It's so important that in verse 15 Jesus says if you don't forgive you will not be forgiven
原谅人是如此的重要所以主耶稣继续在下面15节里面提到说你们不饶恕人的过犯你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯
So it's really important that we get this one right
所以这是非常重要的我们一定要掌握到重要
And when I pray this prayer, I say, Lord, thank you for forgiving me in Jesus.
当我在祷告这一段的时候，我就向神说，主啊，谢谢你，耶稣，谢谢你原谅我。
Please help me to forgive others through the power of your Holy Spirit.
请你帮助我能够原谅别人，是借着你自己圣灵的能力。
I can't do it on my own.
我自己是没有办法做到的。
Forgiveness is too hard to do.
要原谅人是非常困难的。
And yet, in Christ, we can do all things.
然而，在基督里面，我们什么事都能做。
Next slide. So the third petition is, lead us not into temptation.
第三个祈求，我们自己的祈求就是说，不要叫我们不要遇见试探。
One translation in English says, "Don't let us yield to temptation."
有一个英文的版本是说，让我们不要向试探屈服。
But the picture is actually of God walking with us into difficult situations.
然而这里所展现的一幅图像，就是说，事实上是神跟我们同行，将我们行在困难当中。
The word temptation can be translated in two different ways.
这个试探这个字啊，可以有两种方式。
And we think of temptation as being a bad thing, right?
我们一方面来讲到常常觉得说这个试探引诱是一个很坏的一个事。
Like the devil luring us into some kind of deep sin.
就好像撒旦魔鬼来引诱我们去犯罪。
And it can mean that.
这是一种解释。
But it also means test.
然而这个试探的另外一个解释就是说是考验。
And why do we get tests?
我们为什么会接受考试考验？
When you're a student, you get a test to make sure that you're actually studying and learning something, right?
当你是一个学生的时候，你有考试，是因为这个考试要来确定你的确有研读，你有学到东西，对不对？
You may think it happens because the teacher hates you, but that's not the case.
你可能会觉得是为什么老师给你们考试，是因为老师恨恶你们？
Well,
但是这绝非如此。
At least it's not supposed to be the case.
这是不应该是这样讲的。
And what Jesus is saying is here, we can ask God not to take us into situations which are going to be really, really hard.
在这里主耶稣所要讲的就是说，我们可以祈求神不要把我们带到那个非常困难，极端困难，对我们来讲太过于困难的情况中。
The night before he was crucified in the garden, Jesus said, Father, let this cup pass from me.
在主耶稣被钉十字架的那个晚之前的那个晚上，他在客西马园里面祷告说，主啊，求你除去这个悲，这个痛苦。
But then he prayed, not my will, but yours.
然而他继续祷告说，不是照着我的意思，乃是照着你的意思。
And so it's legitimate to pray that we not have to go through those things.
所以我们照道理这也是合理的，我们可以祈求我们不要经历这些痛苦。
But Jesus goes on and adds that extra clause, next slide, with the fourth petition, but deliver us when we have to go through those things.
然而耶稣继续在 教导我们第四项祈求，就是说救我们脱离那恶者，救我们脱离凶恶。
This is a really strong contrast that he sets up here.
在这里是一个很强烈的对比。
Don't lead us into temptation, but if you have to, then deliver us, Lord.
在第三个祈求说是祈求不叫我们遇见试探，然而第四个祈求就是说，如果神必须要让我们经历这些试探痛苦，那请求神救我们脱离这些试探。
Most translations of this prayer usually say deliver us from evil.
大部分的翻译就像我们中文版一样说，救我们脱离凶恶。
But a better translation actually would be deliver us from the evil one.
然而是更正确更好的翻译是说救我们脱离那恶者。
Jesus says that we are to pray not only that we escape a bad situation, but that Satan would not be allowed to tempt us and pull us away.
主耶稣说我们并不是说祷告说只是祷告说要脱离这种很败坏的很艰难的状况，因为那个撒旦总是想把我们抓走。
We need to remember that Jesus has defeated Satan.
我们必须要记得，耶稣已经战胜撒旦。
And as such, he will deliver us.
所以，耶稣必定会拯救我们脱离撒旦。
But we need to focus on those things and remember what he's promised.
我们必须要着重在这些神已经应许给我们的事情上。
Okay, I'm almost done.
好了，我说的已经大部分都说了。
Next slide. There's a part of this prayer that is not found in the most reliable manuscripts.
这个主导文有一部分是在大部分可信度比较高的那个版本上面并没有这一段。
Some translations will have it footnoted. Some of them actually put it in the text.
所以不同的版本，有的是把这一段放在那个注释里面，有的就把它放在经文里面。
I think it's totally appropriate.
我认为这是完全合适的。
We start out with a praise for who God is.
我们一开始的祷告就是在赞美神是怎样伟大的一个神。
And we finish up with a recognition of His kingdom and His power and His glory.
所以我们结束的时候，也就是承认神的国度、权柄、荣耀。
Because when we sandwich life in between the reality of who God is, it can only be a good thing.
所以这是个整篇祷告，就是好像是包一个三明治一样，我们头尾都是神，是怎样一位神，然后中间放着是我们的生活。
Next slide, please. This prayer is not a magic lamp.
然而这样的一个祷告，并不是好像阿拉丁神灯一样。
It's not like we rub our magic lamp and God the genie comes out to grant us whatever we request.
因为这个并不像那个神灯，好像你磨一下，然后提出祈求，神就派一个精灵来成就你的祈求。
The purpose for prayer is for us to grow to know God better.
这是个祷告的目的，就是让我们能够 能够更认识神。
The purpose for prayer is for us to be God's instruments in accomplishing His purposes in the world.
这个祷告的目的就是让我们可以成为神可以使用的器皿，来成就他在这个世界上的旨意。
Next slide, please. I wrote this little conclusion here because I think it encapsulates everything that prayer should be for us.
在这里的结论里面，我写了这样的一段话。这就是表示说，我们所有祷告就应该抓住这些要点。
Can you read it? Yeah, I guess it's legible. It's prayer is, and this prayer is to a time to love and be loved.
祷告就是这样一个时刻，我们会爱神，并且被神所爱。
It's a time to confess and be cleansed.
也是我们认罪并且得洁净的时刻。
It's a time to ask and be filled.
是我们祈求并且被充满的时刻。
And it's a time to offer ourselves and to be used.
也是这样一个时刻，我们把自己献给神，让神来使用我们。
If you can begin to pray this prayer in this way,
如果你们可以开始像这样的一个模式来祷告，
it will revolutionize your relationship with God.
这将会完全更新你跟神之间的关系。
And it will empower you to be all that God intended for you to be.
同时你也会得到神的能力的帮助，成为神所要你成为的样式。
Of course you can pray it in 30 seconds.
当然你可以在30秒之内就祷告。
But you're not going to have the same connection with God as if you take it and you break it down and you begin to pray it as Jesus intended.
然而你30秒就把主祷文念一遍，这样的祷告是远远不能与你花一点时间把主祷文的每一个部分把它分析，照着主耶稣所希望我们做的这样心意来祷告所带来的效果。
May God give you the grace to pray this prayer the way Jesus intended it to be prayed.
希望神给你这样的恩典，让我们都能够照着耶稣主祷文的这个模式来向神来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand up and sing this song.
Please stand up and sing a hymn.
This song's name is called "I Pray to You."